This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, a smidge more labor market news here, this of the visa variety. The Trump administration doesn't want to let more foreign workers into this economy. Temporarily, it says, and specifically workers of certain types. Skilled workers, usually in technology, students on cultural exchanges, also seasonal workers in landscaping and hospitality. Might have gotten lost in, that other news from last night. But a federal judge here in California says the White House has gone too far on this. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that one.
Back in June, the Trump administration said the point of restricting these visas was to give American workers a first shot at any open jobs. So the president temporarily banned new H-1B visas for tech workers and H-2Bs for certain seasonal workers. Daniel Griswold is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
And the H-1B visas tend to go to people in information technology, high-tech computer-type jobs. And there, the unemployment rate has remained low.
So groups including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Retail Federation, and others covering hundreds of thousands of businesses got together to sue. Lawyer Linda Kelly is a senior vice president at the National Association of Manufacturers, also party to the suit.
These high technology positions are really hard to fill jobs for manufacturers, and we're competing with organizations really across the globe for folks with these qualifications.
We reached out to federal immigration officials for comment on this case, but didn't hear anything back in time for this story. These restrictions also apply to many H-2B visas, which can be used to bring in people for seasonal construction, hospitality, and landscaping jobs. Andrew Bray is with the National Association of Landscape Professionals.
In the last, several years, but probably close to at least a decade, almost half of all users of the program come from the landscape industry.
He says his industry did try to hire people laid off or furloughed due to the pandemic, but often their jobs went unfilled. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.